Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 129. Today, we're going to be talking about insulin resistance, my journey with that, and some thoughts for you. But first, the best bite I had. My sister was meant to be coming for lunch, but then they ended up being sick, and so she couldn't come. But anyway, I'd already planned to make lasagna, and so I did. It was amazing. Like, it's just such a good dish to have. And interesting that we're talking about insulin resistance, and I'm sharing that my best bite was lasagna. But what I did was, rather than just have a whole slab of lasagna like everyone else did, I had mine with some tofu that I tossed in parmesan. Parmesan tofu, so good, firm tofu. And then we had salad with it as well. It was amazing. So our plan for today is, first I want to share the story behind this episode and like why I decided to do an episode around this idea of insulin resistance. Then we're going to delve in and I'm going to share with you exactly what is insulin resistance. And then we're going to look at how you can go about reversing insulin resistance. Then I've got some bonus tips to share with you as well. So basically, couple of reasons why this has been on my mind recently. One is I had had the final call of someone I've just finished working with in the Naturally Healthy Club. And she shared with me, like, one of the things that helped her so much was, in the beginning, we kind of identified that she had insulin resistance. So rather than her like feeling shame and trying to struggle on with it, she actually went and spoke to her doctor. And she said like that was a really big turning point for her in getting her hunger levels under control. So I'll share more about that. And also to like getting into this place where she was able to start losing weight and getting back to her feeling good about herself. And then also someone else had posted in their group like that a friend of theirs had recently been diagnosed with insulin resistance and was feeling a lot of like guilt and shame around it, which I totally get. Like, I've been there. So I just thought it'd be great to have a podcast episode about this topic so that if you ever get diagnosed or if you know someone, you can send them the link to this. So when we talk about insulin resistance, like, what is that? And basically, insulin resistance is when your blood sugar control isn't optimal. So insulin is the hormone that helps our bodies store and keep our blood sugar in this range, because we want our blood sugar to be like stable. And if it goes too high, that can cause problems. And then if it goes too low, that can cause problems as well. So basically, insulin resistance happens when you are resistant to insulin. So when your body, like the cells in your body, aren't able to use insulin in the way that it was designed to be used. And so that causes problems for your blood sugar control. And we could go into the details of that, but really that's all you need to know. It's just like, okay, insulin resistance means my blood sugar control doesn't work properly. How do you know if you've got this? So of course, best way to tell is to get a blood test done. And there's a measure called HbA1c, which actually tests, it gives you an average of your blood sugar over the previous 3 months. And that's the best way to diagnose whether you have insulin resistance or not. But there's signs, like you don't have to actually have a blood test to know. So the classic symptom of having insulin resistance is when you put on weight. If your insulin resistance isn't good, like if your insulin blood sugar control isn't good, then that weight gets put around your middle. So you'll get fat around you get that spare tire around your tummy. Rather than if you've got good blood sugar control, what will happen is when you put on weight, it'll go around your butt and your thighs, which is kind of a healthier place to be storing weight if you are storing weight. So that's one thing. If you know, like, oh, when I put on weight, it goes on my tummy. That was a huge thing for me all my life. Like, it was always where it would go. And then another symptom that when your insulin resistance gets kind of more progressed, your hunger and satiety is a bit out of whack. Like, my client shared this. She was like, you know, she would have eaten and like an hour previous, and then she would be feeling ravenously hungry again. She'd be like, what's going on? Like, I just ate, surely. And I felt satisfied then, but now I don't. And so like your hunger just feels out of control. It feels out of whack. And the other thing that can come up is like, you actually start to crave sugar and crave carbohydrates. Like, that's one thing that my clients notice is that when she started taking meds for to manage her insulin resistance and get her blood sugar sensitivity back, those sugar cravings and intense carb cravings went away. Another symptom can be is that you're thirsty all the time and you're not wanting to drink and drink and drink. And that's, you know, our body looking to stabilize your blood sugar as well. So your body does give you a lot of clues when you do have insulin resistance. So often it doesn't come as a surprise when people are diagnosed. So say you have got that diagnosis and you do know that you have insulin resistance, and what can you do about it? I think depending on where you fall in the level, like if it's only slight, sure, like play around with managing, like changing your diet to manage it. And that's totally what I did in the beginning. But knowing what I know now, I actually think that there's some benefits to just going straight to the meds. And if I had my time again, I would just ask the doctor to prescribe me meds because the first medication that's often prescribed for insulin resistance is this drug called metformin, which is like well studied. It's been around for a really long time. And it also is often used by people in the longevity community because it has these other benefits. It gets your blood sugar levels back under control, but it also has improvements for like heart, cardiovascular health and brain health. So it's actually a really helpful drug to be taken. So I actually did an episode on why I decided to start taking metformin. So that's something. But yeah, I would definitely have that conversation with your doctor. And for my client that I mentioned earlier, she actually, metformin wasn't an option for her. So she ended up taking this other med instead, but you know, she was happy with what that is. So yes, definitely talk to your doctor. Also, like, you know, medication can be your friend, and also like, just forgive yourself and like let go of the shame that can come up around having a diagnosis like this. And I remember actually when I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes, that was something that, you know, at the time I felt like a failure, and I felt like, you know, I felt a lot of shame around it, which looking back now, like that's crazy. But yeah, if you are feeling shame and you are feeling like you failed in some way, like have some compassion with yourself. And I did an episode last week on radical acceptance. So just let that come and go, yes, I'm feeling like, I feel like I failed. Practice that kindness with yourself and just know like there's a huge genetic component to this. So it's really not your fault that you have insulin resistance. Like this really is just something that some of us are prone to and some of us aren't. And you just happen to be one of those people that are. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. And then in terms of like actually food, like how to manage insulin resistance. So either with or without meds, the best approach is to just really like minimize your carbohydrate intake. But that being said, really don't recommend going and jumping on a keto diet and like going down that path. It's really restrictive. It's really no fun. And it can be too overwhelming. So what I recommend instead is just kind of go like mostly low carb, because the thing with carbohydrate and the thing with insulin resistance is you don't have to be like super militant and like be like completely low carb all the like keto all the time to get the benefits. And if you just go like kind of mostly low carb, then it makes it so much easier to fit in with your lifestyle. You're not going to have to deprive yourself, and just like the psychological aspect of that is so much easier to manage. So what you want to do instead is just be mindful and intentional about when you are having carbohydrate, the portion size. Like that has a huge impact. Like it's very different if you have a small bowl of rice or a couple of mouthfuls of rice, rather than if you're having like this meal that's mostly a big bowl of rice. Like that way you still get to have your rice, but you know, your blood sugar, like, and the thing with blood sugar is the dose, the amount that you're having has a huge impact. So yeah, be mindful of portion sizes and be intentional about your portion sizes is really key. And also like be intentional about like the frequency as well. So like, you know, maybe you still really love sourdough bread. So rather than tell yourself, I'm going keto and I'm never going to have bread again, which like just builds up that psychological hunger and makes you want bread even more. Like just think about, oh, okay, like I really love sourdough. Maybe like once a week would be good if I have, like, you know, I can get my sourdough then. Or maybe like a couple of times a week. Like it's not something that I need to have every day. Like thinking about it from what would feel good for me in terms of being satisfied, and just then experiment. Like maybe, and then you might find, oh yeah, actually I do really like it and I like to have it a couple of times a week. Or you might find, you know what, actually I love sourdough, but I'm happy if I only have it once a month. Like, and getting curious, I think, is really key there. Like, I'm just experimenting and see how you go. That's really it. So like keeping the carbohydrates to a minimum, but not being, you know, totally crazy with it. And the other thing to improve your insulin resistance, apart from like cutting back on the carbohydrate that you are eating, is to build muscle, because muscle, like that's where when we store glucose, when we store our blood sugar, it goes into our muscles. So the more muscle mass you have, the more places there are for your body to store any excess sugars. So it makes it easier for your body to have that good balance. So doing some sort of thing to build muscle. And at the very least, I'd recommend starting with push-ups or doing squats. So like there's things that you can do that are really, you don't have to start like joining a gym, although if you want to go for it, or start at Pilates every day. But just like thinking about, okay, what can I do to just build a little bit of muscle is going to help as well. Yeah, that's if we want to reverse insulin resistance, consider meds, like talk to your doctor about whether that's a good option for you. Yes, experiment with low carb, but you don't have to be militant about it. Just be intentional and mindful of your portions and like the frequency that you're having carbs. Build muscle, like so do some sort of resistance training. And then my bonus tip for you is get curious and fall in love with low carb vegetables, because there are some vegetables that are so delicious and that really, one of the things I've discovered is I don't miss rice because I love cauliflower rice. Like, and I know if you're someone who like that loves rice, and that might seem like impossible, but there's like so many delicious vegetables that aren't going to spike your blood sugar, that are going to help you feel, that are going to be good for your gut health as well, that are going to help you feel satisfied without needing to like have all the carbs. And you know, maybe it's like you have some pasta and some cabbage. So then, you know, just to find that balance. But yeah, so one of my clients had mentioned that she was really struggling with carb cravings. And so I like sent her my list of recipes of like all the options you can have for like alternatives to pasta, or all the low carb veg that you can use instead of rice and bread. And she was just like, wow, that's really, she's like, having those options really was a game changer for me, because then when I got those cravings, I could have a big comforting bowl of cabbage, like, and it felt just as nurturing to me. So I wasn't missing out, and also wasn't having the carbs. So like it helped with her in terms of progressing her weight loss as well. And then my final bonus tip for you is to prioritize protein. Protein has like heaps of benefits. The biggest one being that like proteins is like really satisfying. So if you're getting enough protein, then that's a way to help you feel that satisfaction. So you're not looking for the extra carbs to fill you up. And also, I think just from a psychological perspective, when we are approaching a change in our diet or a change in our like the type of food that we're eating, when we approach it from, oh, I've got to cut back on this, I've got to have less fat, I've got to have less of this, less bread, less rice, like that can make us feel like we're missing out on something. So rather than telling ourselves what we can't have, actually encouraging yourself and seeing it as, oh, I'm going to focus on prioritizing protein, that just from a psychological, you just makes it easier to feel like you're getting benefit. Like it's an easier sell on yourself. Go, oh yeah, like I love having steak, I love having eggs, whatever it is, and then that increasing protein really helps. So, and protein helps for satiety, and it also helps, the more protein you have, like that also helps with building muscle, so that it helps with achieving that goal as well. Okay, so that's it for today. So if you know someone who has been diagnosed with insulin resistance, or you yourself, then send them a link to this episode, and yeah, have a beautiful week. I'll catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.